Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Get out a pencil and paper. You're going to want a pencil and paper. If you're driving, don't get out a pencil and paper. Otherwise, get out a pencil and paper, because I'm going to talk about probably one issue for most of the time. It's a growing issue. I've talked about it a little bit in the past, but it's getting worse and worse. And seniors are getting hammered with this. So you will want to listen, and you're going to want to write some stuff down, because it's going to happen to you. And it doesn't have anything to do with nursing homes in the beginning. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your beloved host here for 20 years on KFBK. Thanks so much for joining me. California's single best source, and you'll find that out again today, because I'll guarantee you nobody is talking about this. I've talked about it before over the last couple of years. Today, I'm going to bring some urgency to it. And I just want to thank you for listening. Again, get a pencil and paper. Wake up. Slap some makeup on or whatever you have to do, some Old Spice. But listen with your brain for the next 45 minutes or so. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should talk to an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken, never, ever, ever, ever be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. I really want to thank you, this section of the show is sponsored by Aegis of Carmichael. Aegis is, I think, my own opinion, the best assisted living facility in town. Talk to Stephanie at Aegis. You can Google them, look them up. They're not very far from American River College. They're in Carmichael, to give you some idea of who they are. But as far as I'm concerned, the best assisted living in town. They help people. They do the best they can with families. They provide, I think, and lots of other people think, the single best place in town for assisted living. So if you're looking for the finest, then Aegis, A-E-G-I-S, Aegis of Carmichael, is your place. Call Stephanie over there. I don't have their phone number in front of me, is my problem. But you can Google it. You can look it up on your phone, Aegis of Carmichael, and call Stephanie if you or your family are looking for the best assisted living known to man. They're in my best of everything list, along with other people that I'll talk later about, but not today. I want to talk today about something that you may have heard of, but I'll guarantee you, you don't know or understand. Not because you're stupid, but because you can't know this or understand this. I spent 2 hours today preparing for this show, just reviewing and rereading material to make sure I kind of know how it all works, but it's so important. In fact, I'm going to be doing a workshop. I have a workshop coming up on the 9th, which is one of my regular workshops. I will talk about this briefly. But I'm going to be doing a workshop coming up soon. It will not be free. It will cost money to come. And the only subject will be the subject I'm going to talk about today, because this is costing seniors millions of dollars. And they don't even know how it works. It's hard to know how it works. It's a part of Obamacare. This got nothing to do with Obamacare. I'm just telling you, it goes back that far. And it changed Medicare rules. You're all familiar with the Obamacare, what were they called? I can't even remember. The places you could buy insurance. What did they call them? I can't remember. I've drawn a blank. Health insurance. Everybody gets health insurance, Medi-Cal. This has the exchanges. This has nothing to do with that. It's a little known provision in the law that affects Medicare. Medicare is the major health insurance for everybody 65 or over. When you go on Social Security, generally speaking, you go on Medicare, and you go buy a Medicare supplement. What I'm going to talk about today also impacts your Medicare supplement. And there's two words I want you to memorize. I want you to put them on a piece of paper and stick them on the wall next to wherever you live, next to your desk, wherever you, to the radio, wherever it is, to the dashboard of your car. And the two words are this: observation and admission. There's actually a federal lawsuit over this whole issue. I'm not kidding you. There's actually a federal lawsuit, and I'll tell you more about that a little later on. But you're going to want... I'll give you the name of the lawsuit right now. Pardon me. It's in federal court, and it's called Alexander versus Price. Alexander v. Price. And it's trying to be established as a class action lawsuit, and it's suing Medicare, which is suing the federal government. And it has to do with admission versus observation. I have been reading, I've known about this for a long time, and I've been gathering information. I shared a lot of it with an elder law attorney this week, a couple elder law attorneys this week, because all of us agree it is becoming a major problem. I run into it now every week. The elder law attorneys that I know that are good at their job run into this every week, sometimes two or three times a week, and it's becoming a huge issue. Okay, you got your pencil and paper ready? One of the things you need to know is something called the Center for Medicare Advocacy. And I'm going to probably put out a newsletter on this, so if you're on my newsletter list, you'll get some of this. And I will be talking in detail about this at an upcoming workshop. Not my normal workshop. My next normal workshop is the 9th. Already have people signed up. I will be addressing this in a minimal way. But I'm going to do a major workshop, probably two or three of them in one day. They will be 1 hour in length, and they will not be free. Because we're going to work on this really hard. And this is something that every senior and every family and anybody who's ever going to go to a hospital, forget nursing homes, to a hospital, and if you're over the age of 65 and you're on Medicare, you're going to really want to pay attention to what I say. I mean, really, 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 really. Okay? So, let me give you some background. Okay, I have a whole bunch of notes in front of me. I just spent 2 hours locked in a corner trying to prepare for this. A lot of times, folks, by the way, I have three other articles I want to talk about today that I probably won't get to. Those were going to be my radio show, and I just decided I was going to bite off more than I could chew here, and I wanted to talk about this, because this is something that's hard to talk about in the few minutes that we have together. When you're not really sitting in front of me and we can't interact and you can't ask questions. But let's give a scenario, and I've talked about it briefly. And to some degree, there's nothing you can do about this. I'm going to give you, when you come to my workshop, I'm going to give you how you can appeal stuff, how you can get involved, how you can petition Congress for a bill that has been in Congress, been reintroduced 4 times. To correct this. 4 times it's been introduced in Congress. And it can't get through. It can't even get out of a committee. And we'll talk about that. And I'll talk about you maybe trying to actually call a representative or call your local senator. Good luck with that. They're all involved in other... There's really important stuff happening in the world, folks. And we're worried about stuff, other stuff. I don't want to get into that, but this is really important stuff, and it impacts literally every senior in the United States, not just California, in the United States. You go to the hospital, you're over 65 years old. What, for whatever the reason, you've had a heart attack, you've had a stroke, you fell and broke your hip, grandma broke her ankle. I don't know what it was. I was at a place the other day and I watched a guy come in who couldn't work, and he literally couldn't walk, and he literally couldn't get into a chair, and he literally couldn't get out of the chair, and getting out of the chair, he almost fell three times, and all I could think about was, this is going to be a ride to the hospital. So you're in the hospital. You're 65 years old or older. Maybe your children are there. They don't know anything about this. And you go into the hospital, and when you're checked into the hospital, you are almost always checked in under observation. So in the emergency room, pardon me, you're almost always under observation. Wasn't it nice? By the day I'm recording this, it's sunny out. Isn't it nice to have the sunshine? It's like amazing. So while you're in the emergency room, you're under observation, which means even though you're in the hospital, and this is really an important thing to grasp, you are an outpatient. Baba, I don't understand that. I'm in the emergency room. I know, but you're an outpatient. But I'm in the emergency room, but you're treated as an outpatient. You're there initially under observation, which means you're an outpatient. Remember, observation has nothing to do with your level of medical care. I don't care if you got 12,000 tubes hooked up to you and an EKG monitor and something checking your oxygen uptake and all that other stuff. You're an outpatient if you're under observation status. It's a billing code. It's a billing code, and it's used by hospitals to protect themselves. Again, it has nothing to do with your care. This is the most important thing probably I'm going to say to you today. Observation status has nothing to do with your care. It's a billing code, and hospitals use them to protect from Medicare auditors and Medicare readmission penalties. I'll talk about that in a little while. It's a billing code. It has nothing to do with your care. You can have bones sticking out and you can be under observation status. It may just seem like a word, but for Medicare beneficiaries, it can ruin lives. It can cost everything you have. And I mean, one of the things I've tried to get to is how much an ambulance ride, an air ambulance ride now costs, $50,000, and it's not covered by Medicare. It's really impacting rural patients. So somebody up in, I don't know, out in the middle of somewhere, and the doctor, they don't have a trauma hospital, and they say, okay, we're going to air ambulance you to wherever, UC Davis or Sutter or Kai, I don't care who it is. As you already know, the ambulance ride isn't covered, neither is the air ambulance ride, and they can cost in excess of $50,000. And Medicare doesn't cover it. So when you go to the hospital, you're under observation status. Again, I want to impress upon you, it has nothing to do with your treatment. It's a billing code for Medicare. And, as it turns out, for your Medicare supplement. It may just seem like it's semantics, but it's not. It's so important, you can't believe it. And your family needs to understand this because you may be completely whacked out. You may be in a coma. You may be full of morphine or Dilaudid or something else to relieve pain. You're not making any decisions. So it's something that from the minute you're checked into the hospital, you need to understand, are you there under observation status? Because it's a billing code and it can tremendously impact the bill you get from that hospital stay. hugely impact. The use of outpatient observation, it isn't just a code, it's a dangerous code. There are studies, if I had the time to read you the studies, there are studies of the number of people who walk out of hospitals and don't receive care because they find out that Medicare may not pay all of their hospital bill because they're under observation status, especially people who do not have Part B of Medicare. This is something you have to be aware of. It's something your family has to be aware of, and it's huge. Because what we've been led to believe and what most people believe, if I could take a little poll here, it's if you go to the hospital, how many of you believe Medicare is going to cover you and your Medicare supplement, whoever it's going to be, is going to cover whatever Medicare? Most of you believe that. But because of observation, and most people admitted over 65, admitted to a hospital, even in the nursing home, even in the emergency room, are admitted under observation status. What would happen if you found out after you left the hospital that Medicare or your Medicare supplement weren't covering all or any of the bill? Because that is what is happening to people. It really is. And again, I don't have time. I've got reams of information I have been going over and have sent to other people, and I've been studying for the last 2 hours. And I just don't have time in the 45 minutes we're going to be here to go through it. For those of you that are interested in coming to a special workshop, let me know. I haven't decided on the price yet, but it's not going to be cheap. But at the end of the day, it could save you a ton of money. A ton. Again, I still want you to come to my free seminar on the 9th. I'll touch on this briefly and on other things related to long-term care. And you can sign up for that workshop on my website, which is assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Or you can call my 800 number, 800-999-8007. Okay, what are some other things you need to know about observation status? First, it has nothing to do with care. It's a billing code. It's a billing code. The number of people under observation has doubled in hospitals from 06 to 14 when Obamacare went into effect. Again, I'm not picking on Obamacare. This was just a provision in that law that nobody knows about. I've talked about it here. Almost everybody who goes into a hospital has no idea that this is happening if you're over 65. You have to know about it, and you have to know about it from the beginning, from the ambulance ride. You have to understand this. You have to take action at the beginning of all of this. Your children need to know who your primary physician is, because your primary physician may be able to have an influence on whether or not you're kept on an observation code or moved later on to what we'll talk about in a little while, which is actual admission. You need to understand what your rights are. You need to understand that what the hospital's responsibilities are. You need to understand what a moon form is. No, I'm not making that up. It's a title. It's called a moon form. I'll talk about that in a little bit. You need to make sure that the hospital is in touch with your family doctor who has your treatment history, your medical history, your drugs, all of that kind of stuff. This is no longer a matter of you just go to the hospital, you get treated, and Medicare pays the bill. It doesn't work that way anymore. It simply does not work that way anymore. For example, there are people who have had hip or pelvic fractures who went to the emergency room, were in the hospital, but their entire stay they were under observation, which is outpatient. you're being treated as an outpatient, even though you went to the hospital, you went up to a room, and you ate the food. There are people who have been in observation status, according to all the data that I've read, for in some cases, weeks. It's really important to understand what an outpatient category is and what observation is. I cannot impress upon you how important knowing this is. I've been talking about Medi-Cal for 20 years and nursing homes and how to pay. That's still important. This is more important. This is absolutely more important because this may impact whether or not Medicare pays for your rehab days in a skilled nursing facility or a rehab facility. And let me just touch on that for a minute. The most significant part of this may be, in addition to the hospital bill, that patients will not be able to obtain Medicare coverage if they go to a nursing home to pay for rehab. Medicare only covers rehab for hospital patients who have been admitted for at least 3 days, which means they're inpatient. Again, those two words have nothing to do with your care. It's a billing status. And that status is going to determine what Medicare pays for and what Medicare doesn't pay for. I cannot impress upon you how important that this little show is going to be if you pay attention. It's very, 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 very important. And in the second section of the show, I'm going to go through this in a lot more detail. And I'm going to tell you where, if this has happened to you, where you can send information on this to help get this overturned. Not only by court case, but by calling your congressman or senator and asking them why the legislation currently in Congress, it hasn't been passed, and why it's been reintroduced four times, not one time, not two times, not three times, but four times. It's been reintroduced and reintroduced to Congress, and it's never gotten out of committee and has never had a vote on it or anything else. You also, again, need to go check out the court case, Alexander v. Price, and get in touch with them if this has happened to you, because you may become a plaintiff in that case. So if you've been a victim of the observation versus admission status, which is all about money, it's all about money. It's not about your care. It's just about money. I'll give you that information before we're done here. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. At the very least, get to my seminar on the 9th, limited to 12 people. If at the same time you're interested in I haven't set a date yet, one of my upcoming workshops, and they will not be free, and they will probably cost, they will cost, but it could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars understanding how this works. Then you can go to my website. You can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 9th. I'll talk about this briefly. I'm going to give people there an outline to this. I will absolutely give you an outline. It's called a patient checklist. And I will give you that at the 9th. But I'm going to be doing an upcoming workshop on how this really works and how you can protect yourself. So during the break, at the very least, sign up for my workshop on the 9th. Again, I already have 4 or 5 people signed up, and there's only 12 people that can come. So make sure you get signed up for my workshop on the 9th. You can also email me. There's a section down there on my webpage where you can email me. It's bob@assetsandaging.com. If you want to be included, have your name included in the workshop that I will be doing upcoming, I will probably do 2 or 3 in one day, and they'll be an hour long, and they'll only be on this subject. And those will not be free. So take time during the break, which is coming up here in just about a minute, and get a hold of me, get to the website, call me, but make a difference. In the second part of the show, I'm going to talk about more about this and how it works and admission and what you can do to protect yourself and all of that kind of stuff. This is a really important subject and it's real. If you don't believe me, when you come to the workshop, I'll give you information that shows you exactly what's been going on. And I've been talking about this for a couple years, but it's time to get serious about it. So during the break, give me a call, get to my website, sign up for my workshop on the 9th, or get a hold of me and let me know that you're really interested in the upcoming workshop on observation versus admission at a date yet to be determined. We're going to take a little break so the station can make some money and I can relax my voice for a second. We'll be back in just a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. We're talking today about, I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. We're talking today about observation versus admission and the cost of that to seniors. I'm also in the process of doing a video on this subject. It will probably be a half an hour or so at length. It will be available probably in the next 3 weeks to a month for purchase that will talk about this in some detail, not as much detail as when I do a workshop on this, but it's something you're going to want to keep coming back to my website for and looking for. Again, two ways you have to get involved. One is in the lawsuit, and there is a lawsuit, and you really need to get involved in that lawsuit. And that lawsuit is Alexander V. Price. You can Google it. And then the other place you need to go is you need to call your congressman and you need to call your senator and tell them you're absolutely outraged that this is happening and you want to know why. I'm looking for the bill number right now. I have so much stuff here. You want to know why. Where's the bill number? H.R. 1421 and Senate Bill 568. Identical bipartisan bills introduced March 8th, 17. Why those haven't passed. You want to know why those haven't passed, why there hasn't been a floor vote, why there hasn't been a committee hearing, why there hasn't been anything, because that bill, again, H.R. 14, House of Representatives Bill 1421, and Senate Bill 568, introduced March 8th, 2017, why those bills haven't passed. This should become a major senior voting block issue by the time the next congressional elections come around. This show is not about politics, and I don't care, except I care about this, because this is costing seniors millions, hundreds of millions of dollars nationally every year that they don't know anything about. Not a thing about. Okay, and you have to get involved in that stuff. You just have to, folks. It's not optional. Okay, so let's talk about things that you have to know when you or a loved one goes to the hospital. I've given you a typical scenario. Somebody goes to the hospital, they're in the emergency room, and they're placed on observation status, which, remember, has nothing to do with medical care. It's a billing code. What that observation status means that Medicare is not paying for everything, and your Medicare supplement may not pay, and if you don't have Medicare Part B, you're really up a creek. If you don't have a Med Sup, you're really up a creek. So what do you have to know? Number one, when you wind up in the hospital, and when I do a workshop on this, which I will announce in my newsletter. So if you don't subscribe to my newsletter, my suggestion is you get on my newsletter list right away. you can go to my website and get on my newsletter list, because that's where I'll announce these kind of private workshops on just this issue. But the first thing you have to know when you go to the hospital, well, here's the first thing you have to know. There better be somebody there with your advanced health care directive, and it better be a good one. There better be somebody there with your advanced health care directive, and it better be a good one. It better be HIPAA compliant and all of that kind of stuff, because somebody needs to have access to your medical records from the minute you hit the door. From the minute you hit the door. It's also important for you to make sure that whoever has your advanced health care directive or whoever has your HIPAA authorization knows your doctor's phone number, because your family doctor may make a huge difference in whether or not you're kept on observation status, because whether or not you're kept on observation status is completely arbitrary and up to the doctor in the hospital to determine. Not your family doctor, not even the ER doctor. It may be the medicalist who's the doctor who's just looking at your chart. He hadn't even seen you. So the first thing you better make sure of is that there's an advanced health care directive. It's in place, and whoever's going to show up at the hospital has it. Then you have to determine from the minute you get there what your status is. And that's why the Advanced Healthcare Directive becomes so important. And that's why you really need to know, again, my opinion only, whether your Advanced Healthcare Directive is springing or immediate. Because it could get real important in a hurry. I'm not going into what those two are, but you better know what that means. The second thing, again, is somebody, if you're not competent or conscious or whatever, needs to know from the minute you hit that bed in the emergency room what your status is and who determined that status and what your medical status is. And you need to make sure you can look at the medical charts that on which all the decisions are being made. Because it's not going to be discussed with you unless you ask. And if you can't ask, somebody else has to ask. And if your status is observation, then you need to make sure you can work at getting it changed. Again, maybe up to whoever has your advanced healthcare directive. Does it allow them to deal with this? I don't know, but you have to know. Your kids have to know. Your wife has to know. Your husband has to know. Your family has to know. Because when you're sitting there in the hospital, you're not asking about this stuff, but you have to be. The government has forced you to have to be your own advocate. You can no longer assume things are going to happen the way you think they should happen. They're going to happen for money reasons. I tell people all the time when they get involved with this stuff, with hospitals and discharge planners and skilled facilities and rehab facilities, they've entered a game. And the game is called, let's all make lots of money. But you're not included in that game. The facilities are included in that game. The hospitals are included in that game. The discharge planners are in that game. The billing department's in that game. The doctors are in that game. The rehab facilities are in that game, but you're not in that game. You're just not in that game. And your family's not in that game unless you interject yourself into the game. And that's going to become really, really, really important. So what's your admission status? And then can you get the admission status changed? And then I'm not going to go into it here, but you better know what a MOON form is, a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice. You better know what that is. And you better know if you got one, and you better know if somebody told you what it means and told you the financial implications of observation status, because all of that is required by law. Do you know how to do that? Do you know what the 2 midnight rule is? Do you know that? Does your power of attorney allow you to get information, advanced healthcare directive, allow you to get information on that issue? I don't know. Does it? If it doesn't, why not, and what are you doing about it? Be ready for discharge. Don't be surprised if 4 hours, 5 hours later, the emergency room says, well, we're discharging Dad back home. And you look around at each other and go, what do you mean you're discharging Dad? Dad can't get out of bed. Dad broke his hip. Dad, what? I don't know what it is. But be prepared. I mean, you need to understand that, because it is not uncommon now for hospitals to get somebody stabilized, send them home 24, 36, 48 hours later, and they've never come off of observation status, and all of a sudden the family's going to get a big bill, especially if that person then goes to a rehab facility. Because if you haven't met the 2 midnight rule, which is admission, your Medicare may not pay for rehab. Well, Bob, I thought it paid for 20 days. Sometimes. Not always. Not since this rule went into effect. Understand, Medicare will not pay for a nursing home care after a hospitalization on observation status. So if Dad's in the hospital for 2 days under observation and then moved to a skilled nursing facility at $1,000 a day, Medicare and your Medicare supplement aren't paying for it. And families all over the United States now are getting bills for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 from the nursing home, but they thought Medicare paid for 20 days. The problem is Dad or Mom or Grandma, whoever it is, never left observation status, which again, this is really important concept to grab. Has nothing to do with medical care. It's a billing code. Do you get that? And you got to understand this too. If you're not ready to fight, there's no official way to appeal observation status. That's part of what that bill was that I gave you the number of a little bit ago is all about. It's really, really, really important that you understand this. You also need to understand that you may have to start an appeal within the nursing home right away. There's actually a form that they can fill out in which you appeal the fact that you weren't in there 3 days, two midnights, 3 days, but you still think Medicare should pay. And that's a form filled out by the nursing home. Do you know the name of that form? You don't? Okay. Now let's get to admission. Remember, what the goal we want to get to, start gathering hospital records, gather nursing home records, make sure you have access to your dad or mom's medical records and medical history. Be prepared for an ALJ appeal. Be prepared for all kinds of stuff. Otherwise, you may wind up paying, as I said, for the rehab. Just be prepared. So what do we want to get to? We want to get to admission. Admission is inpatient. It's a billing code for inpatient. Now, understand this. This is how bad this law is. And yes, I'm using the term bad. The hospital retroactively, let's assume you're moved from observation to admission. And you go, oh, good. Dad's been admitted. We're okay. Dad now goes into the hospital for 2 days. He's admitted for 2 midnights. The hospital arbitrarily can rescind the admission and move it back to observation status. Did you know that? You didn't know that? I think you ought to know that. I think it's a really big deal. And again, you won't know to ask this if you're not prepared. When I do the workshop, I'm going to get everybody a checklist on this. Again, don't confuse what I'm talking about here with my workshop on the 9th. I will talk about this briefly, and you probably ought to be there. But within the next month, I'm going to be doing several workshops. I'll announce them probably through my newsletter on this. So if you don't get my newsletter right now, it's only available via the internet. If you don't have an internet, use your daughter's address or your son's address, because over the next few weeks, I'll be announcing on my newsletter when those workshops will be specifically dealing with this. So now, once I'm admitted, my goal is to get at least 2 midnights, because 2 midnights of admission, which is inpatient, means that Medicare will pay for my rehab, and Medicare will pay the hospital bill. Have you started to grasp how unbelievably important this is? I hope so. I've been talking about this for a long time and kind of warning people about it and all that kind of stuff. Again, when I do the workshops on this, I'll give you even more specific things you can do. But it's really important to understand this. Do you understand it? I hope so. I hope you'll do some research. I hope you'll get to my workshops. Again, the one on the 9th, I'll touch on this briefly. And then the ones I'm going to do in the next month, I haven't selected a date. Those will not be free, and the invitation will be made via my newsletter. I'll probably also do it via radio show, but primarily my newsletter. Make sure you get a hold of your congressman or your state senator, and this is one where you need to let them know you are really angry, and you want to know why H.R. 1421, which is House of Representatives Bill 1421 and Senate Bill 568, have not been passed. That you're a senior and you're really torqued, and you want to know why they did this to you. These are two bills that exist in Congress. They've been introduced 4 times, is my understanding, from my reading. And yet they've never gotten out of committee and never had a floor vote. And yet they're both bipartisan bills. They have sponsors. What that means, they have sponsors on both sides of the aisle. You also need to, if you have stories to tell about mom or you getting booted on observation and getting big bills, you need to do a little Google search of Alexander V. Price, which is a class action lawsuit to get this overturned. It's really important that you understand the process here, folks. It's no longer can you just go to the hospital and expect that I'm in the hospital, I have a Medicare card, I have a Medicare supplement card, dad is hurt, dad has broken a hip, dad has had a stroke, whatever it is. And the assumption is Medicare is going to pay the bill, so dad goes back home or he goes to assisted living or he goes to rehab, and everybody just assumes, you know, I don't know, what's an emergency room visit a day now? What if that's not paid for completely by Medicare? I don't know what your family does. But I know families who have gotten $35,000 bills and greater from the nursing home where the rehab took place, or the rehab facility, and a hospital bill because they were under observation. And you say, well, Bob, my dad was in the emergency room for 10 hours, but then they took him up to the 3rd floor and he was in a room. He could still be under observation. Doesn't mean he's been admitted. And if he is admitted, remember, he has to be admitted for 2 midnights, not including the day of discharge. I repeat, not including the day of discharge. He has to have been there 2 midnights, not including the day of discharge. So let all this sink in. and then decide what you're going to do. You can either get a hold of this and grab it and become informed, or you can just let it slide, just like people let nursing homes slide all the time. You know, it's never going to happen to me. And now all of a sudden it's happened. And what are you going to do about it? Well, I guess we're prepared to go broke. Okay, that's one answer. But how many of you, if you got a $50,000 bill from the hospital tomorrow and the rehab center and the ambulance, that would have a negative impact on you? What do you think? Do you think it would make a difference? What if there are a lot of people floating around who only have Medicare Part A? Stop and think about that for a minute, folks. If you only have Medicare Part A, which a lot of people have because they can't afford Part B in a supplement, then you have a real problem. You have a real problem. So how do you make a difference? Get in to see me. At the very least, get to my workshop on the 9th. The one on the 9th is free. It's limited to 12 people. I can't take more than 12 people. Sign up for my newsletter, because in the next week or two, I will be announcing my upcoming workshop that will not be free on just this subject. And it will be an in-depth look at this, and I will give you a checklist for learning how to deal with this. It's a self-help packet to deal with observation status, which will help walk you through all of this. And I'll give you more information on how you can, if you've been a victim of this, how you can get involved in a class action lawsuit to overturn this. By the way, this class action lawsuit, Alexander v. Price, goes back to anybody who received an observation notice back to 2009. You may be a member of the class action. But I would stay in touch with Alexander v. Price, and then I would make sure that I got on the phone to my I'm already getting ready to write letters. And I know lots of other people are getting ready to write letters or make phone calls to find out why those bills that I mentioned earlier have not passed, why they're still sitting in the Congress and nobody cares because it's seniors. Your choice. assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, or my phone number, which is 800-999-8007. When you call your congressman or state senator, you want to know why H.R. 1421 and Senate Bill 568, this is not state assembly or state senate, this is federal, have not seen the light of day. And it has, and I'd like to tell you what it really has, it has to do with scoring. I'm not going to go into scoring, but the bills haven't been scored appropriately, and therefore they're, and that has nothing to do with it. They could pull these out if they wanted to and bring them to the floor for vote. It's an important issue, and you have a choice. You can continue to be a victim of observation versus admission. You can educate yourself. You can spend your time. You can ignore it. Or you can believe that what I'm talking about isn't true, even though I could sit here and give you code section after code section after code section. Observation versus admission is a huge issue. Remember, they're billing codes. If you understand them as billing codes, they don't have anything to do with your care. That you could be recovering from a heart attack and they could give you the paddles and do all that. You're still there under observation. It has nothing to do with your medical care. It's a billing code. And dependent on which billing code you get when you go to the hospital, it could cost you and or your family a lot of money. Children, you need to understand this. Parents, you need to make sure your kids, your wife, whoever has your advanced health care directive, they need to be educated about this too. I plan on spending a lot of time in the rest of the year doing workshops just on this subject. I'm going to still do my workshops on long-term care planning and Medi-Cal and VA benefits. By the way, how many of you knew that Agent Orange grandchildren may now be, people who had Agent Orange and have grandchildren that have certain diseases, they may be eligible for VA benefits? How many of you knew that? Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, California's single best source on the issues of aging. That's why I do this every week, why I sit down here and do this, why I think it's valuable. I hope you think it's valuable too. So if you want to get to my workshop on the 9th, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 or call me at 800-999-8007. Make sure you sign up for my workshop on my website, my newsletter, because that's where I'll be announcing these special workshops on observation versus admission. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you found the information valuable. More than that, I hope you act on the information, that you get involved, that you come and see me, you get to a workshop, you set up a time to talk about this stuff and all the issues of frailty planning. Thanks so much for being here this week. Thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you in an upcoming workshop or next time right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.